The Lord's Prayer is the final word on prayer. I mean, we have 230 different passages on prayer. This is the only one that God said, that's what I want you not to say, but that's what I want you to do. Jesus does not ask us to repeat after me. Rather, he says, follow this guide I'm giving you. That's why this is really the disciples' prayer. You know, the commentators say that. They say it's not the Lord's Prayer, it's the disciples' prayer. It's for us. It's the Lord's guide for how we're to pray. And Jesus explains basically seven elements. And I'm just going to run you up to where we are. Number one, he says, pause to focus on who you're talking to. How do you focus yourself so that God can most flow through you? Well, you start by thinking about who we're praying to. First, we pause to focus on God and direct our prayer to the one who is the all-seeing, all-knowing, and all-present ruler of the universe. But Jesus adds a reminder that the one we pray to happens to be our Father. He's not far away. He is loving, and he has revealed to us already in his will that no good thing will he withhold from us who walk uprightly. And if we really believe he's all-knowing and all-powerful and everywhere present, everything that comes to our life, we don't immediately deflect away. We often do, though. If we have a sickness or a job loss or some type of relational trouble, we have you ever thought about the content of our prayers? If you really analyzed and try to summarize what most of us pray for, it is, Lord, help me right now in my situation to do well, to be safe, to pass that so I can get on, and also help me get a good job. And, Lord, I'm looking for a good house, too. Don't want one with problems. And it's all around. We want everything to be good, as if we know what's good. And so we're informing God what we want that's good. And God is saying, but I've already told you no good thing will I withhold from you. Why is it that you think that that horrible situation you're in your family or in your job or in school or with your neighbor isn't good? Who do you think sees things better, me or you? You see, our lives are like a little tea bag. And the Lord puts us in hot water, you know, at work, at school, you know, in relationships, financially, whatever, health-wise, and dips us in and out of that hot water situation to see what comes out. What comes out, if it's not Christ-like, then the Lord says, do you see what's coming out of you? Anxiety and fear and anger and resentment and bitterness and, you know, jealousy and, you know, rivalry. And he says, that's not from me. We need to work on that. I'm going to keep dunking you in that situation until something, you know, starts coming out correct. And we're praying all the time, take it away, take it away, take it away, take it away. And the Lord says, mm-mm. Now, see, I'm your Father. I love you. I'm not far away. I know what's best. I know that that sickness is best. I know that job loss is best. I know that that promotion is best. You see, he says that I want you to focus on who it is. And we need to focus a bit more on who he is as we speak to him. And so focusing on God is our entry point.